sports in the Greco-Roman world. Organized sports and literature began in Homer's Iliad and Odyssey. Homer describes the organization of multiple sporting events. In the Iliad, he first describes an athletic contest. Patroclus was killed during the Trojan War, and he had been a close friend of Achilles. So Achilles took Patroclus' body back home and held his funeral. The day after the funeral, Achilles put Patroclus' bones in a tomb and called the people to gather together. In honor of Patroclus, athletic contests were announced with prizes such as horses, mules, oxen, and women with fair girdles. The contests were a chariot race, boxing, and wrestling matches, javelin throwing, foot races, and an archery contest. In the Odyssey, Homer also wrote of some sporting contests. King Alcinous told his guests after dinner that they must proceed, therefore, to the athletic sports. Contests like boxing, wrestling, jumping, running, and discus throwing. It seems that it was customary for guests to compete in contests after a meal. At first, Odysseus turned down the invitation because he was exhausted, but he was then accused of not being much of an athlete by Aurelius. This prompted his ego to agree to throw the discus. Odysseus threw the discus so far that it passed all the marks of the previous contestants and thus demonstrated his strength, and that caused his reputation to be built even stronger. Homer pictured the competitors as being events that were spontaneous, also tied to funerals, feasts, or weddings. These were the first organized contests mentioned in literature, and training was never mentioned. Another aspect of competition in Homer's tales is the connection to Greek gods and goddesses. The Iliad had intervention by the gods in chariot racing, foot racing, and archery events. Greek mythology is completely connected through the history of Greek sports. Festivals arose from various origins. Many, and those the oldest, were connected to vegetation rites and the farmer's year. Others were connected with the worship of some particular god or hero at some particular place. Many festivals originated in funeral games in honor of some chieftain or soldier or those who fell in fighting for their country, a practice which we have seen goes back to Homeric times. Others were founded in commemoration of victory. The crown games were each held in honor of a Greek mythological figure. The Nemean and Olympic games were in Zeus's honor, the Pythian games in Apollo's honor, and the Isthmian games in Poseidon's honor. Altars to these gods have been excavated at the sites of each of these games. Athletes would sacrifice to the gods because that act may help them win that contest. Pindar wrote, "Yet victory does not depend on men alone, but he that giveth is God, who at one while exalted on high, and at another bringeth one below the level of his hands." The primary focus of the crown games had been tied to worship. Only later do athletics start to take priority at the contests. Back in those ancient days, the military and sports festivals were also tied together. Greek soldiers offered sacrifices to Heracles and Zeus after victory in war. These sacrifices were offered to fulfill promises that would give them favor in war. After the sacrifice, they chose a manger, found a suitable place, and engaged in sporting competitions. Xenophon spoke of these competitions as the Stadion, Dilixis, Palais, Pugnae, and Pagration. Sports prepared someone for war. Lucian wrote of war games to prepare for battle, and these were discussed by Solon and Anarchasus. Sports festivals prepared soldiers for war and were a means of celebration following victory in warfare. It is unclear when the beginning of the athletic festival came into being. Pindar wrote that Heracles began the Olympic Games with a sacrifice and a competition after his enemies were defeated. After the division of spoils and the offering of a sacrifice, that Heracles called for a festival with the games happening every 4 years. Strabo did not accept the story of the founding of the Olympic Games tied to mythology. He believed the Aetolians invented the games in honor of the mythological figures of Greece. Pausanias writes of the first records of mortals competing in the games. The games at Olympia were suspended for a time following an era when the gods supposedly had competed. Humans competed at the first games, and the only sporting event was running or foot racing. The foot race remained the sole contest for the first 13 competitions. At the 14th Olympic Games, other events would start to be added. Four festivals were the preeminent ones of the New Testament times. Corinth hosted the Isthmian Games, Nemea hosted Nemean Games, Delphi hosted the Pythian Games, and Olympia hosted the Olympic Games. The Isthmian and Nemean Games were held every 2 years, while the Olympic and Pythian Games were held every 4 years. Each contest was tied to honoring a Greek god through religious festivals, and the tie to religion remained throughout history. Each victor received a crown. Thus, these four festivals were called the Crown Games. Little variation existed in the sporting events at these four festivals. Each had four running events: the Stadion, 200 meters, Dioxos, 400 meters, Dalexos, long distance, Oplidoromos, race in armor. Three combat contests were usually held: Pale, wrestling, Pogne, boxing, Pankration, or the Pankration, an ancient form of mixed martial arts. The other contest usually held was the Pentathlon. The Pentathlon consists of the long jump, javelin and discus throws, a foot race, and wrestling. A variety of events in horse racing were part of these games. Various changes happened with these sports contests through time. Venues of competitions increased over time. Determining the athletes eligible to participate was another change that took place. At first, only Greeks were allowed to participate in the athletic contests. Around the 4th century BC was when this rule changed. As Alexander the Great conquered the East, new territories were established. True Hellenization would usually take place in these locations, which include a love for sports. This love of sports spread to non-Greeks and opened up the contests to them. Alexander himself had the reputation of being a fast runner, but refused to compete with the common man, preferring to only compete with nobility. He introduces a few contests during his conquests, but would not give prizes for boxing and Pankration because of their violent nature. Alexander's conquests opened the door for Greek athletics to expand. During the Roman period, the festivals and the athletic contests went down to a low point. It may have happened because of professionalism and politics. According to Suetonius, Julius Caesar held a variety of contests, plays, and some circus activities during his rule. King Herod was also interested in sports. He built Caesarea Sebaste and dedicated a sports festival to Caesar Augustus. In response, Octavian underwrote all the festival's expenses. Augustus seems to have had a genuine liking for athletics, unusual in a Roman. He was especially fond of watching boxing and even street fights. He had shown his interest in Olympia even before his principate. And under his influence, the Temple of Zeus and other buildings were restored, and the festival recovered its popularity. Nero also showed interest in certain athletic contests, especially chariot racing. Nero won any contest he entered, whether singing or chariot racing. Whatever he entered did not determine the best athlete, but helped strengthen the ego of the emperor. All of this showed the corruption involved in these sporting events. The shift in motivation for competing was more evidence of the deterioration of sports at this time in history. At first, sports gave these athletes a chance to show personal excellence and to gain honor for their city and their family. But during the Roman period, the priority became amusement and financial gain. The last step in corruption of sports was spoken of by Philostratus. They, trainers, care nothing for the reputation of the athletes, but give advice about the sale or purchase of victory. If any athlete could make more money in a loss, then they would be the action taken. Sports suffered from politics and professionalism, but interest never waned in the Roman Empire. Competitions continued to be held, and they had great influence on many during this time in history.